This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We are live from the mobile Truth Booth. Because we are today at the unbelievable, amazing Middle Eastern Christian Festival that's at 1292 Wicker Road in Kernersville. And you got plenty of time to get here because actually they are going to be here till 6 o'clock tonight, and then they're going to be worshiping tomorrow at 10, and then they go again till 6 o'clock tomorrow night. But if you want to take advantage of this opportunity of window of, like, man, the food is coming and the music is going and you got all this stuff, it's right now is the time to get in your car and bring your whole family, because this is a lot for kids. They got bouncy houses, they got kite flying, face painting, they got a lot, and not to mention an opportunity for your kids to see all sorts of stuff, right, Rima?
Yes, of course.
It's all these tents for the different cultures.
Yes. We actually did the Lebanese tent, and it is awesome. All the tents are amazing. We have like 9 different nationalities in this church, and it's really awesome how we all come together.
It really is. So we are here with Joelle and Rima, who've been on with us before, and you may even remember Rima's story. We'll get into that a little bit. But we wanted to make sure that you realize what a family opportunity is ahead of you this weekend. If you can't get over here today, maybe you can get over here tomorrow to worship with them or share lunch. This thing goes on, and there's tents after tents. And like you said, you've got the tent of the Lebanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what yes. were people going to see when they come to your tent?
When they come to the Lebanese tent, they will see the basic clothes of Lebanon and the traditional clothes of Lebanon. And
what are the traditional? I didn't know there were traditional clothes of Lebanon.
there's actually a traditional hat for men and women.
What are they called?
It's called the tarbush. That's the classic red hat with the green, black tassel coming off of it.
A tarbush?
A tarbush, yes.
Tarbush.
Yes. And the one for the women is called, I believe it's called like,
go ahead, Joelle. You're here. No, she's not. A tarbouchette.
Probably. Something like that.
You know, my husband was telling me a bit earlier what it's called, and I totally forgot. But it sounds something very similar to tarbouche.
Anyways, you'll also see
taboos. I think taboos.
Taboos.
I think.
Yeah. Something like that.
And
yeah.
What does a tarbouz look like?
It is a cone, more of a cone hat. And it has a nice long tassel coming off of it.
Isn't that cool? And so, yeah, every single tent, whether you're coming to Syria or you're coming to Iraq or Iran, whichever one you go to, you get to see some of the things that actually
That's
came
right.
from that area and
right.
what the way that they celebrate their culture. But what they really celebrate, as we've talked about through the Christian Core Guy, is the love of Christ. So, again, you can make your way out here, but you know, it is Kingdom Pursuit, so I have to do my riddle. And, you know, speaking of the Middle East, you may not know this, guys, but the Middle East does not need any psychiatrists. You know why?
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 Because there's no mad people.
That's a good one.
Yes, and if there's only one person.
Especially Lebanon, right?
If there's one person you don't want to interrupt in the middle, and we're talking middle here, of his sentence, you know who that would be? The judge. Never interrupt a judge in the middle of his sentence. It'll come to you. It's not as funny, I see. But it's all good. It's all good. Thank you. And they just brought me, speaking of all good, they just brought me food. It's a kebab. And what is that?
That is the kebab.
No, this is a kebab.
And this is the chicken skewers.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to get into that in a minute, but I got to finish my riddle. I hate to do that in the middle of my jokes, which, you know, here you go.
Okay.
Eastern European gymnast electrocuted in pole vault. Eastern European gymnast electrocuted in pole vault. You got to say it just right. Okay. If you take a job in the Far East, not the Middle East, but in the Far East, you'll have to go through an Orient-Asian period.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of all those shenanigans, I actually have a Bible riddle. And today's Bible riddle, very cool. You know, if you answer this, you can come out here in person and do that and enjoy the food while you're doing it. So here's the riddle. You probably know a guy from the Middle East. His second son thought he was cured. You probably know a guy from the Middle East. His second son thought he was cured. Who were they? What are their names? If you know that, you can come out to the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. Keith, tell them what they'll win.
Today's prize is tickets to see Wake Forest take on Elon next Saturday.
There you go. Wake Forest is playing Elon. He's not playing Eeyore. They're playing Elon. And all you have to do is come out here. You know, we're going to be here for at least a couple hours, and you come out here and tell us, who is this? You know a guy from the Middle East, and his second son thought he was cured. And when that comes to you, you're going to laugh. I promise you're going to laugh when it comes to you, who I'm talking about. Who are they? You come on out and see us. We would love to see you, and we got plenty of prizes to give away. We got all sorts of stuff, not to mention what you'll experience while you're here. So getting back to Rima and Joelle, who... You know, it's quite a story that you guys have been doing this for 13 years.
Yes.
And so how old was Rima at her first one?
So Rima was 4 years old. Rima was 4 years old when we first started.
When did Rima get sick?
Rima got sick when she was 8.
So that was, you were a little, like, 4 year old. Do you remember anything from back then in the festival?
Yes, actually, I remember when I was little, I remember we used to eat as many ice creams as we could because none of the parents were there to control us. We ate.
Now I understand why they, at the beginning of this one, they had this. Now, for your kids, you need to control the. So you used to eat as many ice creams?
Yeah, as many ice creams and whatever else.
Slushies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you come out. If you're willing to pay for them, you can eat as many ice cream.
<There you go. laughs>
But the food is absolutely amazing. We're going to spend a lot of time on that next one. But I wanted to, Joelle and Rima, to give you an idea of their culture, of Lebanon. So from your standpoint, obviously you grew up here in the United States.
Right.
But your parents are from Lebanon.
Exactly.
What is that? And you can say that whole... Tarbush? What?
Tarbush.
You say that really well.
Tarbush, yeah.
So obviously, what's your favorite part of your culture that you feel like you celebrate?
My favorite part of my culture is two main things. First, it's the family and how much family is together and how big and fun family is. And the second part is the language. I think it is... amazing just to speak and know another language, and I feel like the language really takes you into the culture without going into the culture. I think that the language is just so fun, and especially the way you, like the Lebanese style of the language, it's very it's very,
and
like,
so is that
it's
Arabic?
Different.
It is Arabic, but Lebanese have a very different accent than all the other Lebanese countries. And so the Lebanese accent always stands out among the whole Middle East. And when any Lebanese person speaks, you know right away he or she are Lebanese. And so that's what makes...
Let me put it this way. You know right away.
Yeah. Like anyone who speaks Arabic would know they're Lebanese.
Really?
Just because our accent... is so different than the whole Middle
like,
East.
You'd know somebody from North Carolina if
yeah.
you're from, yeah. Believe me.
Yeah.
You know. And by the way, in the Christian Car Guy show, did you notice I went through the whole show and didn't mention Tar Heel one time? I'm just saying. Not one time. And for all that pitch. So speaking of pitch and tar, and here we are at the Middle Eastern Christian Festival, you need to get out here. You got to tell us. You know a guy from the Middle East, and his second son thought he was cured. come on out and get a chance to meet Joelle and Rima. And the way to find out their stories, because they're not, I've got somebody else in a second, you've got to come ask Rima. Rima, tell me your story, and you will get your socks blown off about what God is doing here at the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. Show up. God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, and we have probably the most poster children for that kind of thing that you'll ever find here today at the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. Is 1292 Wicker Road in Kernersville, so you need to make your way out here. We would love to see you. You can answer this riddle. We got tickets to the Wake Forest Elon game. All you got to tell me is, if you know about the Middle East, you know a guy, and his second son thought he was cured. If you know... If you know how Robbie thinks, I'm guessing you would know that person, and all you got to do is come out and tell us, and you can win that. And so, one of the reasons, obviously, it's all about the love of Christ, and they share that, but one of the other big, big reasons that you want to come, let me just share with you, you're fixed to get hungry. If you weren't hungry before, it's fixed to happen. So we have Rania and we have Marina are here to share with us a little bit about this unbelievable. I mean, you can smell this probably... Anywhere in Kernersville, you're smelling the cooking of... What is your favorite, Marina?
Oh, I love the macaroni bechamel.
The what?
Macaroni bechamel.
That's the Lebanese, pasta.
Yes, it's basically a pasta dish.
Is this macaroni bechamel?
Yes.
Oh, that's good stuff. I just had some
good.
Of that.
Yes.
It's cheesy.
It's pasta with some ground beef and spice, Middle Eastern spices, and it's baked with a creamy egg sauce, and it's just baked all together, so it kind of makes almost a lasagna casserole type dish.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. So, you know, not to give away any family secrets, but when you say Middle Eastern spice, what is that from your perspective?
It's a mixture of black pepper, cinnamon,
cumin.
No.
Oh, no. Egyptians use a lot of cumin.
Black pepper, cinnamon.
Yes.
Now, those
are
two you usually just don't think of putting together.
Yes, some chili powder, just a hint, you know, and some allspice, too.
Allspice?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you go over to the Egyptian side of it, right, if you're looking at pyramids and stuff,
yeah,
and you add a little cumin.
Yes, yes.
So, wow. I mean, I just had that, and it is extremely tasty. I had no idea, you know, all the ingredients that go into the stuff. So, what's your favorite, Rania?
Mine is the chicken kebab. It's a chicken breast on a skewer. And
it's way more than chicken breast. I came in here...
Marinated for hours, you know.
Yesterday, I came in, and they had this chicken that they were preparing.
Yes, we prepared it.
And this marinade is no... There's a lot that goes into that. What's in the marinade?
There's definitely lemon juice.
Lemon juice?
Yes. This is the secret for tenderness and for moisture, you know. So
to keep moist.
Yeah. Yes. And definitely paprika. What else?
Trying to think.
The... Oregano.
Oregano.
Yes, oregano.
Well, you can say it in your native language. We'll try to work through it. So, Rania, are you originally from?
Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Yes.
And so I've just had two people on from Lebanon, so you get the hard question that nobody seems to know the answer. The traditional Lebanese hat apparently has a tassel.
Yes.
Women's hat. Now, the men's hat is called like a taboos.
Tarbouche.
Oh, you guys say that so good.
The other one is called tartour.
Tartour.
Yeah, which the Lebanese princesses used to wear those.
Oh.
Not the regular.
No.
You know.
Not the people on the street
don't
have tartour.
Yes. Tartour. So it's the traditional princess head.
So, wow. I mean, and this kebab is like, but I got to tell you that. Okay, I love this stuff, and I love that stuff.
And the kofta.
The kofta.
Something different, yes.
This I call a long meatball.
Yes, you can find the kebabs everywhere, you know, but the kofta.
Oh, man.
That's what
brings me back every year. You guys are what bring me back. But that kofta, oh, my goodness. I mean, what do you know what goes into that?
It's Old Spice, definitely. And there's the parsley and the onions, which makes like a mixture of vegetable, like herbs and vegetables, and some tomatoes.
And you guys cook this stuff over a grill.
Yes.
That's why the smell is going everywhere for miles and miles.
Yes.
Like, oh my goodness. And then I know my daughter loves this stuff.
The hummus
dip, yeah.
And it's not any regular hummus. Like, you just take a hum and you start grinding it up, you get...
Chickpeas.
Is chickpeas? Is that
chickpea,
what they
make? Yes.
I did not know that. See the things I learned. So you grind up chickpeas?
Tahini sauce, which is
tahini.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to go to
and
like tahini
juice.
To get that?
No,
it's
quite.
A paste of sesame, believe it or not. It's sesame paste.
Really?
Yeah, you grind the sesame and it makes tahini.
Open sesame. Uh-huh. And then you get tahini. Yeah, so that, okay, now it's just, so that's why you're tasting the sesame in the, wow. And so what else we got here?
And the rice, each country in the Middle East prepare the rice according to their traditions.
Really?
So you can have white rice, and sometimes you'll have some spiced rice, you know, with spices and nuts and stuff. So
okay,
each lady would do her own recipe.
Yes.
So, really? Yeah. So, in Lebanese, what's the traditional rice?
It's the same one we see here, which is we mixed it with the noodles, kind of, the pasta, this vermicelli, they call it noodles.
Fry it up a
that's
little.
That's how we eat the rice.
So, in your
next
house, when you're going to make rice,
this is exactly
and how
what
often
I
do you eat that?
Typically, during the week, at least twice.
Really?
Yes. But nowadays, with no carb diet, it's limited.
Yes. It gets
maybe
very hard.
Once a month.
So, okay, moving over to Egypt. So if you guys are going to cook up some rice, you put cumin?
just a hint, but we would pretty much make it very similarly. Unless we're making rice for another dish, we would add a little more spices, maybe some tomato sauce.
There's a lot of herbs. Recipes. Definitely.
Yeah. So
sometimes
even within...
So do you use the pasta in Egypt too with the rice?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
You fry it up a little, and then you add the rice and the water and just cook it up.
You fry up the pasta?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what gives it the unique flavor.
So this isn't something you just try at home, man. You can't just boil it and, you know, stick it in the pot
it's
and come out with this.
It's definitely not steamed rice. No.
No, you don't get this like that. You got stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like you say, every mother probably has something that,
correct,
like their family... Like, man, you know, when I come home, I'm expecting the stuff.
Yes.
And it's very tricky to have it cooked in a way where they're not smushed together, the rice.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So you don't want it smushed. No.
You want it to be like...
right, like it is.
It's just perfect.
It's perfect. And here it is. And if you want to try it, I'm sure you're probably getting hungry, and we've kind of had that in mind. You've got to drive out here. It's on Wicker Road in Kernersville, which, if you don't know where that is, actually, it's pretty easy. If you take the Main Street exit coming off of Business 40, right, and you just turn at the CVS left, you'll come over to Wicker Road, and you'll see, you'll probably smell it. Leave the windows down, and then you're going to hear the music. You'll be able to enjoy the dancing. That's just amazing, and your family will get all the bouncy houses and face painting, and they're flying kites around this. I've never seen the kites before.
Yes, that's new this year.
That's something new for the kids to enjoy.
And absolutely wonderful. So I'll open this up to either of you.
Okay.
What did you see in one of these festivals that you went, oh, man, God, you really showed up. Like, you really showed me something today. Does something come to mind of a festival that you attended that you really saw God do something and you're like, man, I'm so glad I'm here to see this?
I mean, there's been several situations.
The one that just jumped right on your mind, that one right there, that person, yes.
People not knowing that we exist in a way that we're Christians, you know. Some people don't really know that there is some people, Christian, in the Middle East. That's
now,
a
we
one
think
thing.
You're terrorists.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that's the common misconception. Yeah.
That's, oh, you know, there's Christians in the Middle East. That's the first question we would, you know, get asked about.
And so to actually be acknowledged, for people to see you for what you are and celebrate your culture with you. Because, you know, obviously, I mean, this is really, really cool stuff. And,
yes.
and stuff that your family, I mean, it's a way that you can visit all these countries without having to pay the airfare to go over there because you're going to see the people.
Yes.
And isn't that neat how God brought us together here?
Absolutely. Definitely. And it's such a unique situation that we have here at this church because even though you do have Christians all over the Middle East and stuff, these countries don't usually, like people from these countries don't usually
interact
get along,
outside
of this church setting. And so to be united in God is such a special special thing to be a part of and to be able to share with everyone here in Kernersville and around the world. It's
this
amazing.
Church brought us together, you know. There's always been so many, conflicts between countries around, you know, Arabic countries, but this church brought us together.
Yeah, and that is a beautiful
through
thing.
Christ,
and definitely see that picture that as people move into the area and more people are coming into the area all the time, and the people probably think, oh, these people speak my language, or at least I can relate to them because, you know, and so they come visit, and then they find, wow, there's somebody else from my country here.
Yes.
Right? And so the next thing you know, that they feel more at home, I would think.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely. No, absolutely. Yes. And then to also be able to share the love of Christ with them that they may have never experienced before outside of here is truly
special.
Yeah, because
ultimately, that's how you really get into the family.
That's true. Yes.
The real family.
Yes.
So, wow, wonderful. Guys, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you for having
us. Hopefully
you.
Lots will come out and try all this amazing rice.
Yes.
I found out more about rice than I ever.
And don't forget about the sweets, too.
Oh,
so
the
we
sweets?
Have baklava.
Uh-huh. And you
Egyptian
say it.
Egyptian way.
Baklava.
Yes.
That's different than baklava. This is baklava.
Yes.
Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we are live with all these folks who are taking their passion and use it to build the kingdom at the Middle Eastern Christian Festival. And with amazing guests that are walking up almost every minute, we have the pleasure. Stu is here and really helpful, by the way. And right next to me is Tom Booth.
Hello, Robbie.
Bible for breakfast.
That's right.
And Middle Eastern food for lunch.
I tell you what, you've already got yours, I see.
Oh, I have had the kofta. And now that I've had kofta, I'm ready to talk to Mary.
Wow.
Mary is from Syria.
I'm from Iraq.
Oh,
wow. That's right. Hey, I was just over in her booth there, and it's fascinating.
You were in the booth?
I was in the Syria booth.
She was in the booth with
I was
Tom
in the
booth.
Iraq booth. And she came, what, 9 years ago? Was it?
Exactly, 9 years ago.
Yeah. How about that?
This is Mary, and you're from Iraq.
I am from Iraq, and I'm Chaldean, Christian Chaldean.
Christian Chaldean, and right now she's in a beautiful, beautiful, traditional Iraqi, did I say that right?
Yes, Iraqi top or Iraqi fustan.
And she not only does have this dress, but then she's got this ribbon. What is that?
This is Iraqi flag, the newest one.
Really?
Yep.
And so how long have you been in our country?
I've been here since 2008.
Is it are you an American citizen now, too?
I am American. I'm so proud.
Oh, and we're so proud to have you, aren't we, Tom?
Yes, indeed.
So what did you learn while you were over there in Iraq?
Oh, let's see. I learned that the Aramaic yes. is one of the languages, and the one of the ancient biblical languages, too. And that Iraq is about 2% Christian?
Correct.
All right. So I remembered a couple of things there.
So and, were you Christian while you lived there?
Yes, I was born and raised Christian.
So I imagine that was a kind of difficult situation if there was only 2% Christian there.
Yes, and the time it was Saddam Hussein, it was better for Christian than now.
Really?
Yes. I guess this is so after 2003, a lot of Christian left Iraq. This is why you see many of them all around the world, not in Iraq, not much of them actually living there. And
really?
this is sad, actually. Yes.
That is really sad. So, you know, that would be a perspective, Tom, I never would have guessed.
Yeah, right.
Because we, you know, Saddam Hussein to us was like, you know, not somebody that, but from your perspective, it was something else. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I think because we were a little majority, we were a lot of Christians used to work with Saddam, and this is why we felt safe in that time. And after he left, you know, the other two parties, and Shia and Sunnah, is more than Christian in there. And they took our lands, they took our houses, and you don't feel you are safe as a Christian. And they can know you by your name, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes. They can know you by your name. And
well, if your name is Mary, I'm guessing they, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Mary is a very traditional name both ways, because in Arabic it's Maryam, and they use their name Maryam, but you have other names. You can tell from Bible.
Right.
They don't have it in their book. This is why they know this is a Christian name. And, yeah.
That's really, really sad, and I never would have guessed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that those wars would have led to that, but I did know ISIS was, you know, obviously.
That's another thing happened after 2003 also. ISIS, when took over, you know, they in Mosul, what happened, they even our houses, they put on it a letter Noon, which is mean N. N mean that a house for people, they believe in Jesus, because Jesus are from Nazareth, and N, it's okay. means what's called Noon in Arabic. That's an N in English. If you are a Christian, they will put sign N in your house and the door, and they will know that house is for Christian. Then whatever's going to happen after that.
Wow.
You know, maybe you get killed, or you have to pay to live there in your area. That's happened when ISIS came.
Oh, my goodness. And how about where you lived?
I actually, I lived in Baghdad, and I was 12 years old when it started. Even before Saddam left, we started feeling not safe, and my father sent us to Jordan. And I grew up in Jordan. And Baghdad, in Baghdad now, you don't find that much churches. You used to have every corner church. You don't have no churches. You don't have Christians that much in Baghdad. But in up north, there's more majority of Christian, because they live under another government, which is Kurdistan, which is a region of Iraq. And it's a government by Kurdish. Kurdish, it's different. It's, you know, in Iraq, we have different. We have Kurdish, Chaldean, Muslim.
Right.
Yeah. We, as in Chaldean, our roots comes from Kurdistan. This is why after 2003, a lot of Christian, if they didn't leave Iraq, they went back to their root, which is Kurdistan.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So when you came here, mm-hmm. how did you find this church?
This church?
Yes.
Middle Eastern church?
Yeah.
This is our second house. This is how we, when we get all together, we are one family. We celebrate, we talk the same language. Even if I talk, my first language is Aramaic, I still speak Arabic, which is majority here speak it too. We worship together.
But how did you find it?
I mean, this is exactly, you remind me, you took me back 10 years ago. The pastor of the church, he used to help most of the refugees comes from different countries, especially Iraq. And I was one of these I was one of these refugees. I came a refugee when I was 24 years old. And the church, they take care of me, they support me, they found me a job. This is how I know about it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it brings up a point. I'm not a very political person. I know you're not, Tom, either. Right. But, you know, I can't help but think that when you keep refugees from coming in, you know, from another country, because if you saw Mary and you saw her coming and she's from Iraq, you know, you would think, this would be somebody we may not want in our country, but she's exactly who we want in our country. You know, when I think about it, I'm so grateful that we had open borders at the point that you came.
I'm so grateful I'm here. I'm so thankful. I'm telling you, it's just a start a new life for us, and this is my home.
So how the number of refugees that have come in the past 4 or 5 years, is it really increasing?
No, it's going down. It's going down. Yes.
Because they're having more difficult to get in?
Yes, it's very difficult this time to get in.
Yeah, because the laws changed, unfortunately, in my opinion. You know, my mother was definitely high on that particular issue that, you know, they've closed the borders to some extent to refugees, especially Middle Eastern refugees, right?
Yes, yes.
And so do you have friends that you know that are trying to get in?
Actually, I have my mom and dad trying to get in for more than 2 years now, and their paper was denied twice. And we're trying.
So how? I'm sure a lot of people listening would love to pray for your mom and dad. What are their names?
Please, Elizabeth and Hermes. My mom, Elizabeth, and my dad, Hermes.
Hermes.
Yes.
So we'll be praying that God will open the door. Because right now they're living in a country where they got essentially a big C over their house so that people know to, right?
They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, you know? And this is very sad. You don't know.
And really, really scary. Do you have any siblings that are here with you?
I do have my little sister and my aunt. This is the only two I have in my family living here.
So you have your little sister.
And my aunt.
So how cool is that? Did your little sister come with you at the time when you originally came over?
No, actually she came after a year.
And so you got her here?
I came by myself, and believe me, you can't imagine. I didn't think for once I'm coming. When I came here, it's like, oh my goodness, I did that by myself. But you know, when you're feeling you want to just change and you want to just change and start a new life, I didn't think about it in that time. I'm going to new country. I don't know the... Even I didn't speak any English in that time. I didn't speak any English.
Mary, thank you for being on with us. What a joy to talk to you and hear
your
story.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Yes, we'll be praying.
Please enjoy the food. It's delicious.
Elizabeth and Hermos, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom, too. How God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. And speaking of passion, we have Stu with us. And Stu, I mean, isn't this amazing?
It's amazing.
We're here at the Middle Eastern Christian Festival live, and we have Mayada.
You did good.
Mayada is here, and Mayada, you are from?
Syria.
From Syria. I knew I had somebody from Syria. I made that mistake with somebody from Iraq, and but you're from Syria.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. We are so grateful for the hospitality you all show us and
awesome.
The amazing time. But the reason why I wanted to have Mayada with us is all the stuff for the kids, which is what I understand kind of your specialty. So if somebody's thinking about bringing their family, can you share a little bit of what you guys have in store for them?
Well, actually, we have a lot of different things. We have the jumping castle, especially for the little kids. They love this. We have the face painting. We have the balloons. And we have the kites.
The kites are new this year. I've never seen the kites.
Right, right. We thought that would be a good idea to write the name of the Lord and fly it.
Oh, is that is it written in Arabic or something?
No, actually, I wrote it in English. I wrote one in Arabic, and we wrote Jesus Loves You.
They're right there on the kite, so flying high.
Above the festival
here, if you're on your way and you need to put this in your GPS, it's 1292 Wicker Road in Kerner.
Right in the heart of the Triad. Robbie, this is one of those things that you go to and you're like, I wish everyone was there. That's why I'm in radio. I'm so excited about Jesus. We want everybody to hear about him, and we want everyone to, all you folks that are making excuses about going to the Middle East and dropping the big bucks to fly to the other end of the world and go on a missions trip and your family and going through customs, getting your passport and your visa. Well, guess what? Just get in your car, drive to here, wherever you are, to the next 2 days. The food is absolutely amazing, and you'll meet your family. They didn't know they had family. I didn't know I had a sister. Yes. I didn't know we're brothers and sisters from Syria.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't be serious. Unreal. And Iran and Iraq and, yes, and all these in Egypt and Israel and Palestine and all these places. And this, so, folks, you got to come out here. This is unreal, Robbie.
It really is. And then there's the food. Mm. But again, it's something that I think the children, it would be something they would never forget.
That's right.
Right?
Cultural experience.
Absolutely.
Yep. Because I know I've got pictures of my daughter with all the different, because they got all the different outfits, you know, that are very specific.
Yeah, right.
You're eating my hake. Think about it.
Oh, so good. I can't pronounce it, but I sure can chew it, and I can swallow it.
You would not believe what goes into that, Stu. I mean,
unbelievable.
Oh, they told me about all the spices.
Fresh
and,
these folks, this is, you can smell this from like 20 miles away. You know, you're coming in, the hummus and that, those chicken skewers, and wow.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. So how long have you, go ahead.
Actually, I want to thank the Lord because we prayed for little breathe. So the kites will fly, and at the same time, it will not be so strong, it will fly other things. So the Lord answered the prayer. We have little breeze. That's wonderful. Thank the Lord for answering even the smallest prayers.
So how long have you come to the church, this church?
How long? I came to to Winston in 2005, and since then.
Mm. So cool.
So how did you find out about the church after you came?
Well, actually, I used to, I lived in Boston when I came from Syria. I lived in Boston and went to another conference for the youth. And I met someone from this church. So when I went south, I went to South Carolina to study. And they introduced me to this church. So when I graduated, I came here.
So wonderful.
And when you see the people, when you see like Western Christians like us,
right,
who have no idea what people in your part of the world where you're from, Christians are killed. It's illegal to own a Bible.
Absolutely.
Tell me your heart to tell all of our listeners, like, how we can, of course, coming out here will be an amazing experience, but how we can pray for and appreciate, you know, our brothers and sisters from all these countries, the family of God. They're wondering, why are our Western brothers and sisters clueless about this is going on?
Absolutely. If they know the Lord, if they know how beautiful, how great he is, I guess people think that they're, you know, church or religion or whatever, it's very strict. No, it's alive, it's beautiful, and prayer works great.
There's a prayer booth over here, Robbie.
Prayer.
Hey, I know there's someone out there who wants to be prayed for.
To reach
people. I would come here and go right to that booth, right?
They're, yes, absolutely.
The power,
absolutely,
of prayer.
Power of prayer make a big difference. I lived alone for many, many years, and I saw the hand of God, the hand of the Lord Jesus. And I wish everybody would know him. He is so beautiful. Yes. My heart is full of joy.
And that's, you know, why he has you here,
yes,
to help bring this community
and
here.
And thank you so much for doing this, Minister.
Oh, it, believe me, to say this is our pleasure, Stu, would be an understatement.
Yes.
I mean, oh my goodness, we've been doing this pretty close to 10 years, I think, Stu.
Wow.
And, you know, it is always just glorious, really, to see the Christian face of the Middle East. And that's what you will see here. That's when
awesome.
You come out to Kingdom Pursuits. You'll get a chance to see what God is doing in the Middle East. He's clearly there and clearly working in the hearts of Syrians.
Amen.
And Iraqis and people from Jordan and Egypt and obviously Lebanon and all these different places. Come on out. You still got plenty of time. 1292 Wicker Road in Kernersville. But don't forget, stay tuned. You got a lot more truth coming at you on the Truth Network. You got encouraging prayer followed by Mission Magazine. No, you're followed by Masculine Journey. Starts here now.
At Truth Talk Weekend in a couple hours.
That's right. You don't want to miss that. 4 o'clock.
Awesome.
Come on.
Come on out.
It's worth it.
Follow us on all the social media. There's information there about this. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it.
Thank you for listening.
God bless you, Mayanna. We're praying for you.
Thank you so much.
The Lord is moving around.